The Mishnah in Taina says on Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis, Mishinich Nasav Mematim B'Simcha. When the month of Av begins, we reduce our sense of joy. And the Gemara on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph actually adds a little bit to this statement. The Gemara says, Mishinich Nasav Mematim B'Simcha, Amar Rav Yudha, Rei Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, Mishmei De Rav, Kishem Shemishinich Nasav Mematim B'Simcha, Kach Mishinich Nasadar Marvin B'Simcha. We know this statement, right? Most people don't know it's really part of a larger statement, right? We all know Mishinichas Av Mematim B'Simcha, but it's really part of this larger statement of Rav. There's a contrast between Adar and Av. In Av, we reduce our sense of joy, and in Adar, we increase our sense of Simcha. It says the Gemara on the Yamid Beis, Chavtes Yamid Beis, Amar Rav Papa, Hilkach Bar Yisrael, De Islei Dina Bahadi Nachri, Lishtamit Minei Ba'av, De Rea Mazlei, V'lim Tzinaf She Ba'adar, De Bari Mazlei. Rav Papa says, therefore, if a Jew has a Din Torah with a Goy, he should try to avoid that Din Torah in the month of Av, and during Adar, he should try to make himself available for the Din Torah. Because Adar is a time where Bari Mazlei, it's a good Mazel, it's a good time, and Av is a bad time, so therefore it's better to try to avoid it in Torah with the Goy. What's interesting about this Gemara is that at first glance, Rav Papa's Hilkach doesn't seem to make that much sense. Rav Papa is connecting to something. He's saying Hilkach, because of some halacha, therefore if the Bar Yisrael has a din with a Goy, it's better to avoid the din Torah be'av, and it's good to make himself available during Adar. What's the connection? Because Mishinichas Av Mematim B'Simcha, that's why it's better... that's why he should avoid a din Torah with the guy during Av. What's the connection? So if you look at Tosfos actually has an interesting pshat in the Gemara. What does Tosfos say there on Chav Tes Amud Beis? Amar Rav Papa Hilkach Haibar Yisrael De Islei Dina Bahadi Nachri Lishtamit Bechulei Perish Mishim Da Amar Leel Magalgalin Chovel Yom Hachayiv. Therefore, the Bar Yisrael should avoid a din Torah with the guy during Av. What's Tosfos saying? Tosfos was troubled with this. The easier interpretation Tosfos could have given is since Mishinichas Av Mematim B'Simcha, that's why Bar Yisrael should avoid a din Torah with a guy during that particular period. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, since we said earlier where? We said the Gemara Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph is trying to figure out how do we know that all these five terrible things that the Mishnah Daf Chavav, for some reason the Mishnayis as printed in the Gemara in Tainis, all the Mishnayos of the fourth parak are printed together, from Chavav Amud Aleph to the Yamid Beis. So the Mishnayos are many blot before the Gemara actually comes up, but that's because they're all printed together at the beginning of the parak. So the Mishnah had said, Mishinich Asav Mematim B'Simcha. Why? Because there were five bad things that happened on Tisha B'Av. That's what the Mishnah first says. Then it says, Mishinich Asav Mematim B'Simcha. It adds on to that. So the Gemara is trying to figure out on Chav Tes Amud Aleph, how do we know that these five things happened on Tisha B'Av? So the fact that the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, those are Psukim and Sefer Malachim say when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Then how do we know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av? There are no Psukim in Tanakh that talk about that. Tanakh was finished before Bayis Sheni. So how do we know the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed then as well? So that's the Gemara in the middle of Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The last word on the line is the Tanya. The Gemara says, "Ubishniya menolan." How do we know the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av? The Tanya megagel and tzchus liyom zakai v'chov liyom chayiv. That we always attribute good things to a yom zakai, to an auspicious day and auspicious time, and we attribute bad things to a yom chayiv, to a bad time, to a time which has a bad mazel. So that's how we know. Look, we know the basic time that the churban Beis HaMikdash occurred, but we don't know exactly what day. So why should I say that it was Tisha B'Av? So the Gemara, strangely enough, says, well, Megalgel and Chovel Yom Chayiv, we know the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, so therefore Mistama, the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Very strange
maybe
idea.
Maybe it wasn't, and we celebrate, and we commemorate that day because we attribute to it Yom Chayiv, or is it that we
No, I think the Gemara is saying, we assume that it happened. We assume it happened on Tisha B'Av because it's a Yom Chayiv. So Megalgel and Chovel Yom Chayiv. That's what Tosfos says on Chav Tes Amud Beis. Rav Papa is connecting to this Gemara. Rav Papa is not connecting to the statement Mishinich Asav Mematim B'Simcha. He's connecting to this previous statement in the Gemara that Megalgel and Chovel Yom Chayiv. We attribute the Churban Bayis Sheni to Tisha B'Av because it's a Yom Chayiv. Since we know that the Churban Bayis Rishon occurred on Tisha B'Av, Mistama, the Churban Bayis Sheni occurred on Tisha B'Av as well. Zakter of Papa, Hilka, therefore, since it's an inauspicious occasion, It's good to avoid a din Torah with a guy in that time. So this is quite a statement then. What's really emerging is that there are tzvei dinim. There are two halachas here. First is a din mishenechasav mamatim besimcha, that there's a din avelos that applies to the 9 days, as we call them. Aside from the din avelos that apply to Tisha B'Av as well, the 9 days also have avelos associated with them. From Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av, there also is a miut of simcha, a reduction in the sense of joy that we have, and that translates into certain activities, or actually abstaining from certain activities, as we'll enumerate in this shir and in shirim henceforth. But aside from that idea of miut simcha mishenich nasav, apparently there's this other halacha that Tisha B'Av is a zman peronis, and because it's a zman peronis, therefore during the 9 days it's better to avoid certain activities. That's not because of dinei avelos. Magagal chovel yom chayv has nothing to do with the din avelos. Not going to a din Torah with a guy has nothing to do with the din avelos. I don't think anyone would say that there's more simcha or less simcha in going to a court case. It's not an issue of simcha. The question is whether it's auspicious or not, whether it's a proper time to be involved in dinei Torah or not. So that seems to be referring to the second halacha, that aside from the idea that there are dinei avelos that are associated with Tisha B'Av and with the 9 days, with periods of time before Tisha B'Av itself, there's another halacha, there's another concept, I don't know if I would call it halacha. It's sort of like a recommendation, it's an Eitzah Tova. That it's better to avoid certain activities during the 9 days because it's not an auspicious occasion, it's a Zman Peronos. And that's why a person should not be involved in a Din Torah with a guy. That's what it seems Rav Papa is telling us. This Yisod, the fact that there are really Tzvei Din, and there are two halachas here, that first of all, there's a Din Mematim B'Simcha Mishenich Nasav, which is a din avelos, presumably. But secondly, Tisha B'Av is a zman peronis, and therefore we abstain from certain activities during this time. This can help us explain a number of other halachas as well. The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Gimel says that one of the minhagim that we have, that we abstain, one of the activities that we abstain from doing during the 9 days is getting married. We don't get married during the 9 days. That's the minhag of the Sfarim, the Ashkenazim, who hold that many of the halachas of the 9 days are extended to the 3 weeks, abstain from getting married during the whole 3-week period. So what's this din? We abstain from getting married during the 9 days according to the Gemara in Yevamos, and according to the Ramah, the whole 3 weeks, Ashkenazim abstain from getting married. So at first glance, the simple reason is getting married is a davar shel simcha, and if mishenich asav matim b'simcha, we try to reduce our sense of simcha by not getting married. If Ashkenazim are knowing for the whole 3 weeks to abstain from certain elements of simcha, so then we shouldn't get married during the 3 weeks because it's a zman that we shouldn't be involved in simcha. Mitzad din aveilos, we shouldn't be involved in simcha. The problem with that is that there are halachos that relate to mishenich asav matim b'simcha. The Shulchan Aruch writes beferish that with tzorach mitzvah one is allowed to be engaged in dvarim shel simcha during the 9 days. Mestama Ashkenazim as well, even if during the 3 weeks we should be memayit b'simcha, but l'tzorach mitzvah, we're allowed to be engaged in dvarim shel simcha. What's an example of l'tzorach mitzvah? The example the Shulchan Aruch gives, and the notes that came in there, is let's say a person's child is going to get married after Tisha B'Av. Before Tisha B'Av, we're not going to get married. But let's say after Tu B'Av, that's a very auspicious occasion to get married. It's an old minhag Yisrael to get married during that time. So let's say a person is going to get married. The old minhag used to be that they would build a bais chasnus for a child before getting married. Before the child got married, they would build a bais for the child. The child would get married in the bais, and then they would move into the house. That's why it's confusing. There's an issue, there's a discussion whether Sheva Brachas is recited only in the bais chasanim or even outside of the bais chasanim. What does that mean? That means they would get married in a certain bias, and the chasan and kala would live in that bias. So the question was, should you make sheva brachas outside of the beis chasanim? Maybe the only makom of simcha, of heightened simcha for chasan and kala for the entire shivas yimei mishta is the beis chasanim. So maybe that's the only place where you should recite sheva brachas. If they leave the beis chasanim and eat somewhere else, maybe you shouldn't recite sheva brachas in that place. We paskin that any suda that's made specifically for the chasan and kala, since bichlal we don't get married in the beis chasnas, the chasan and kala don't move into the wedding hall afterwards. That would be pretty expensive, right? The wedding is expensive enough, but they don't move into the wedding hall. They go home. So since our minhagim have changed, the minhag developed that we recite sheva brachas in any suda that's arranged that's held in honor of the Chasan and Kala. But that's the concept of a Beis Chasanim, that they would build a bias for the Chasan and Kala, and the Chasan and Kala would actually move in. So let's say a person's child is getting married after Tisha B'Av, and they want to build a Beis Chasanus for that child. It's definitely a Binyan Shel Simcha. Is it mutter to build a Binyan Shel Simcha during the 9 days or during the 3 weeks? So the Shulchan Aruch says yes. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? In Siv Beis, in Tovkuf Nanala Siv Beis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Meresh Chodesh Aratainis Matan Masav Matan Binyan Shel Simcha Kegon Beis Chasanus Lifno Kegon Beis Chasanus Lifno O Binyan Shel Tzir V'Kiyur Ubinatiya Shel Simcha. Just 1 second. Ulitzorech Mitzvah Hakol Shari. Letzorech mitzvah hakol shari. So what does letzorech mitzvah mean? Just to marry off a child, that's not letzorech mitzvah. But says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yudalid, letzorech mitzvah is gon she'ein lo yishu banim, ve'ein lo beis chasnas. You're marrying off a child to be mekayim the mitzvah of pruvu. The child hasn't gotten married yet. He's going to have children. He doesn't have a wife yet. He doesn't have any children yet. So then building the beis chasnas is letzorech mitzvah. Letzorech mitzvah hakol shari. So you see that the din of a matan besimcha during the 9 days is waived letzorech mitzvah. So the question is, why isn't it mutter to get married if ain lo yishu banim? You're telling me it's mutter to build a beis chasnas if ain lo yishu banim, so tell the guy he can get married. We don't see in Shulchan Aruch that it's mutter to get married during the 9 days if ain lo yishu banim. Sounds like you can build a beis chasnas because that's a binyan shel simcha letzorech mitzvah. But it doesn't sound like they're getting married if ein lo yishu banim is mutter during the 9 days. Why not? Isn't that letzorech mitzvah as well? This is a question that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef was troubled by this right here in Shulchan Aruch. The Beis Yosef has the kasha on the tour that if letzorech mitzvah binyan shel simcha is mutter, so why is it not mutter to get married during the 9 days? If ein lo yishu banim, that's also letzorech mitzvah. To which the Beis Yosef responds, this is quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Beis Yosef answers, Mishum Delo Misamna Milsa. It's also quoted in the Mishnah Berurah here. Delo Misamna Milsa, what does that mean? It's not Misamna, it's not a Siman Tov, it's not a Mazel Tov, it's not a good time to get married. So even if the din of Mematim B'Simcha will be waived Litzarech Mitzvah, but since it's a Zman Peronis, it's not an auspicious occasion to get married, it's an Eitzah Tova not to get married during this particular time. It's not because there's a halacha that the dine avelos of the 9 days prevent you from getting married during this time. No. The second halacha is what doesn't really prevent you. It's an Eitz Tova that will tell you not to get married. It's a Zman of Peronis. It's Lo Misam the Milsa. It's not a Siman Tov to start a marriage on a bad foot, right? On the left foot. And this, so to speak, is starting a marriage on the left foot because it's Rea Masle. This is what the Beis Yosef says to answer the kasha that he asks on the Shulchan Aruch. So again, we see that there are tzvei dinim, there are two halachas. First of all, mishenech nasa v'matim b'simcha, midine avelos at the beginning of the 9 days, when already is supposed to reduce his sense of joy, even before Tisha B'Av. But there's another halacha, and that is that since Tisha B'Av is his man of Peronis, a person is supposed to abstain from certain activities, not because of a din avelos, but because it's not an auspicious occasion to be involved in such an activity. And getting married is one such activity. Even if we'll say that letzorech mitzvah binyan shel simcha is mutter during the 9 days, but no one would say that getting married is the proper thing to do because it's still a zman peronis, it's not an auspicious occasion to get married. Another halacha that perhaps can be explained based on this yesod is something that the Shulchan Aruch quotes at the very end of the siman. It's in Tavkuf Nun Alef Sif Yud Zayin. Shulchan Aruch says, Tov li zor milomar shechiyonu bein ha-mitzarim. It's good to avoid saying the bracha of shechiyonu bein ha-mitzarim during the 3 weeks. Al pri o al malbush. On a new fruit or a new piece of clothing. We know that on something new, a kinyan chodesh, you make a shechiyonu. So bein ha-mitzarim, it's appropriate not to say a shechiyonu. And also on a mitzvah. Right? He says, you would have imagined that on a mitzvah you shouldn't say Shechiyanu either. But then that would mean that you should delay the mitzvah till after the 3 weeks. So to that the Shulchan Aruch says, even though Shechiyanu is not supposed to be recited during the 3 weeks, but we don't delay a mitzvah. So therefore for such an occasion we will say Shechiyanu. Why wouldn't we say Shechiyanu during the 3 weeks? At first the answer you'd say, well, Shechiyanu is a bracha of simcha, Shechiyanu v'kiyimanu v'kiyanu l'asman hazeh, is a bracha of simcha, that we're happy that we live till this time. So since this is a time of mematim b'simcha, l'chara we should reduce our sense of joy by reciting Shechiyonah. That's what you would imagine. The Bir Agra, the Vilna Gaon, is very troubled with that analysis. He says that's very difficult. This is in the packet, on page 2. The Bir Agra on Sif Yud Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch, the first part of the Bir Agra that wasn't cut off, on Tov, the Bir Agra says, Chumr Yisairahi, Deinan Chamurim Me'ovel Yom HaMisa, if someone, Rachmanu Letzlam, becomes an Ovel, so on the Yom HaMisa, obviously it's a terrible day, it's very Chumr, there are Dini Avelis that apply to him, and nevertheless, Amrina Beperek Haroeh, we say at the end of the Gemara in Brachas, that Amrulo Meis Oviv, he says a Shechiyanu. The halacha is that if someone gets a Yerusha from a parent, so he makes one of two brachos. If there are many different children, so they say hatov v'hametiv. They say hatov lo v'hametiv la'acherim. More than one person is getting the benefit. But if there's no one else getting Yerusha, so it's all a benefit for him, so he makes a Shechiyanu. So the Gra asks, I don't understand. If someone's relative, a person's parent, passes away, an ovel has the most of the Dini Avelis, so it's a question whether when the person is an onen, when he's at the time when we call Misha Mesa Lukul Lefana, the Dini Avelis apply. But let's assume they do apply. We paskin like the Rabban that when a person is an onen, when it's Mesa Mutal Lefana, all of the Dini Avelis apply as well. Other halachas also apply. There are Dini Aninus and there are Dini Avelis. But if Dini Avelis apply, Bashas Aninus, when the person is Mesa Mutal Lefana before the Kavura, so how can you make a Shechiyanu? If you assume Shechiyanu is something that you don't recite when a person is ba'avelos, that midine avelos one is not supposed to recite Shechiyanu. So why be on Mamisa if a person gets the Yerusha and there's no one else who got the Yerusha besides him? Why does he make a Shechiyanu? So says the Gra, it doesn't make sense. This halacha that the Shulchan Aruch quotes is from the Tshuva Ashkenazis, that's the Maril, the Tshuvas Maril, from the Sefer Hasidim. So this Tshuvas Maril claims the Vilna Gaon is very difficult. Because we find that a regular Ovel does recite a Shechiyanu. If he gets a Yerusha from his father, he does recite a Shechiyanu. So how can you say that? Avelus precludes the possibility of making a Shechiyanu. The Magen Avraham in Sivkot Mem Beis was apparently troubled by the same question. The Gra came after the Magen Avraham. So the Gra makes reference to the Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham is dochek, dochak atzmo. But he disagrees with the Magen Avraham. But the Magen Avraham was sensitive to this question. And he answers, Nirali Kevan the Hazman Hahuzman Puronios, since the Zman of the 9 days or the Zman of the 3 weeks according to the Ashkenazim is the Zman of Puronos, Ein Levarich Shechiyanu Lazman Hazeh. What do you mean to say? Shechiyanu V'Kiyamanu V'Kiyanu Lazman Hazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for letting us live to this time. So of course living is a Dover Shel Simcha, but Lazman Hazeh, to mention this time is such a wonderful time. It's not such a wonderful time, so we don't want to mention that time. Says the Magen Avraham, the reason why Shechiyanu was not recited during the 3 weeks, not because it's Midine Avelus. It's because this is a Zman of Puranas. We don't want to mention this time. It's not because of Avelus. He writes, Beferish, Aval Einatam Mishum Avelus, the Halom Matzinu Shaval Asalavar, Shechiyanu. He agrees with the Gra. An Avelus is not precluded from saying Shechiyanu. So why should someone during the 3 weeks not be able to say Shechiyanu? The answer is, it's not Medina Avelis, it's because this is a Zman of Peronis, and it's inappropriate to say Shechiyanu during this particular time. So there are three halachos, at least three halachos, that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that seem to relate to this notion that the Tisha B'Av is a Zman of Peronis, and the whole 3 week period is a Zman of Peronis. First of all, a person should avoid a Din Torah with a Goy. Secondly, even Letzorach Mitzvah, a person should not get married, even if Ein Lo Ishu Banu, we shouldn't get married during the 3 weeks. And thirdly, you shouldn't recite Shechiyanu during this time as well, because it's his Zman HaPeronis. Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah, points out there are different achronim who agree or disagree with the Magen Avraham. So he says that at least on Shabbos you can recite a Shechiyanu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah in Sadiches. Because Sadiches says that since the Taz is not so sure that the Magen Avraham is right, so at least on Shabbos one shouldn't be machmas. That's what people do. If they have a new fruit and they want to make a Shechiyanu on a new fruit, so they'll wait till Shabbos and then they'll make a Shechiyanu even during the 3 weeks on Shabbos. It is based on this yisod that some people abstain from going on tiulim during the 3 weeks and certainly during the 9 days. They don't go on tiulim, they don't go b'makam sakana, they don't schedule elective surgery during this particular period of time. There's an interesting Shulchan Aruch after Yud Zayin. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Ches says that perhaps during the 3 weeks a person should not walk alone during certain times of the day. Mishum Shebohem Ketev Meriri Sholit. A shade that's called Ketev Meriri, we don't really know what this means. But there are certain shade of certain rucho, certain demons that are sholet during this particular time of the day, so therefore a person shouldn't walk alone during that time. I don't think people are so choshesh for that because we don't really know what this is. But then the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'lo yaku ha-talmidim b'yamim ha-hem. You shouldn't hit the talmidim during that time. It's mashma that not during that time you should hit the talmidim. Okay, I don't know if we are nohig that way this man hazeh. Certainly not older talmidim. But maybe we should restore that old minute. Okay, anyway. But during the 9 days and perhaps the 3 weeks, one should abstain from that activity. Why? Well, what's the idea? So I think it's the same point. That if it's a zman of peronas, what's the idea? We don't want to do anything that might be a sakana or might lead to a sakana because we're afraid. It's like what Chazal say, Satan mekatrek b'shas ha-sakana. Satan dances around. He serves as a prosecutor. He tries to prosecute more when it's a time of sakana. So being involved in a davar shel sakana, we're afraid that the Satan's going to be mekatrek and he'll get bad things to happen if someone hits a Talmud. So maybe you'll hit the Talmud wrong. You'll hurt him in a more significant way. A Rebbe only meant to hit the Talmud to get him to learn more, to get him to come to Seder on time, but whatever. So maybe if he hits him during this time, maybe the Satan will somehow arrange that the hitting will produce something terrible, a terrible result, much worse than the Rebbe expected. It's the same idea, that since it's his mana peronas, we try to avoid any activity that might lead to some kind of sakana. Okay, this is the first point. So what does it mean, mematim b'simcha, that the Mishnah and the Gemara have over here? What does it mean to be memai, to reduce joy? So that's what the Sha'arat Zion in Sifkot Nalef and Simen Tovkuf Nun Alef, the Sha'arat Zion quotes Machlokas and Tosfos in Yevamos and Tosfos in Megillah. Tosfos in Megillah seems to assume that because the Gemara doesn't give a shir, it just says mematim b'simcha, so that means that you're supposed to be memai b'simcha entirely. No simcha. No simcha during the 9 days, and perhaps according to the Ashkenazim, maybe no simcha during the 3 weeks either. But Tosis and Yevamos, Sandaf M. Gimel, is not so sure. Tosis and Yevamos suggest that maybe Mematim B'Simcha just means a little bit less than what one is normally accustomed to doing. Just like the other halacha, the sister halacha, is Mematim B'Maso Matan, Ubebinin Shal Simcha, we are involved in business a little bit less. Mematim B'Simcha also, Tosis and Yevamos suggest, is not that we're mamayim b'simcha entirely during the 3 weeks and the 9 days. You know, we're not involved in simcha at all. No, we're just mamayim. We reduce our sense of simcha a little bit less than what we normally do. What's the idea of mamayim b'simcha? Why do we do less? And certainly, if we're only doing a little bit less, what's the point of doing a little bit less? So I thought maybe the answer might be based on a comment that the Bar Tanura has in a Mishnah Psachim. The Mishnah Psachim, which we're going to refer to even more so when we get to Hilchos Tisha B'Av, per se. The Mishnah Psachim, this is on page 3. Mishnah Psachim quotes the minig not to do malach on Tisha B'Av. Malcham shenagu lasas malacha b'Tisha B'Av osin. Malcham shenagu shalol lasas malacha ein osin. Whatever the minig is in your particular place, whether they do malach or don't do malach, you should adhere to the minig of that place. So b'chol makam talmid ha-chachamim b'teilim. Talmid ha-chachamim abotel b'chol makam. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, La'olam yasa odam atzmo talmid chacham. A person should make himself a talmid chacham. That doesn't mean he should learn a lot to become a talmid chacham. That, of course, he should do. But the point is, a person, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, is suggesting that a person should make himself like a talmid chacham. He should be mevatel from halacha on Tisha B'Av. So I think the popular minig that the Ramah quotes at the end of Simon Tavkuf Nandalid, which is the Simon of Benchas Tisha B'Av, he quotes from Minhagim. I'm not sure what the sefer is, but V'lanagub is a halacha ki imat chatzos. The minig is not to do malacha until after chatzos. Some places don't have that minig. Some people go to work on Tisha B'Av. It's appropriate. If a person can, a person should not do malacha on Tisha B'Av until after chatzos. That's the minig that the Ramah quotes. But the Mishnah says that it depends on the minig of the particular place. Talmid Chachamim Abatel. But basically it depends on the minig. Now why should we not do malacha on Tisha B'Av? What does that have to do? That's Midini Avelos that we shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av. What kind of a halacha is that? So the Bar Tanura says, Talmid Chacham B'Teilim, Mimalachtam Kal Oso Hayom, Kadesh Liyasichu Daitam Me'avelos. The Talmid Chacham Abatel from Malachas, that they shouldn't be Mesiach Das, they shouldn't lose their attention, they shouldn't get distracted. They should stay focused on the Avelos. That's the idea. A Talmud Chacham is batal from halacha, and presumably the minhag to be misbatal from halacha is can be explained along similar lines, that it's so we shouldn't have a hesach hadas from the avelus of Tisha B'Av. So I was thinking, maybe the idea, what kind of a notion is this that we don't do malacha because we're afraid that you'll have a hesach hadas from avelus? You don't find that in regular avelus, malacha is usur because of a hesach hadas, a concern for hesach hadas from the avelus. Why is an avel during Shiva not supposed to do malacha? The fact is, an avel during Shiva isn't supposed to do malacha, but why? The Gemara Ma'akot quotes a pasuk, "Ve'afachti chagechem le'avel." The pasuk says that I'll transform your chag into an avel. So my chag asur b'malacha. You're not supposed to do malacha on Yom Tov, and even on Chol HaMoed, except in certain extenuating circumstances, one is not supposed to do malacha. So too, the Gemara dashens that during Shiva, during the 7 main days of avelus, one is not supposed to do malacha either. There's a comparison between Shiva Simei Avelus and chag. It's a halach. It's not because of hesach hadas. Hesach hadas, as related to the minig not to do malacha, that's something that is mentioned when it comes to the avelus of Tisha B'Av, but not the avelus of a regular avel. So why suddenly are we afraid when it comes to Tisha B'Av that there's going to be hesach hadas? When it comes to a normal avel, we're not afraid. So the answer probably is that the avelus yeshana, the old avelus of Tisha B'Av, not the avelus chadasha, as the Gemara in Yevamos uses a phrase. The avelus yeshana, the old avelus of Churban Beis Hamikdash, was so used to it that there's more of a concern that we're not going to stay focused. So that's why Talmid HaChacham are very nizer, they don't do malach on Tisha B'Av, and other places have a minhag that even a non-Talmid HaChacham doesn't do malach on Tisha B'Av, because we're so concerned that this avelus yeshana, we're so used to it, it doesn't strike us in the same way that an avelus chadasha would strike us, if a close relative, Rachmana Litzlan, would pass away. So a person feels a very strong avelus, a strong sense of mourning. So there's less of a concern that he'll have a hesach hadas from the avelus. Avelus yeshana, though, it's old, the old avelus, year by year by year, unfortunately, comes back every year. There's more of a concern that someone will have a hesach hadas and won't stay focused on the avelus. So maybe that's why the minhag developed, that one shouldn't do malacha on Tisha B'Av itself. That's why we don't have... That's why some have this minhag. It's not an isser, it's not a halacha, because there's no, it's not a chag. It's no, even though Tisha B'Av, the pasuk does say kara alai moed, but it's not a chag in the classical sense, and the comparisons, I guess, would not be, the comparison was not made to the avelus of Tisha B'Av, but the hesach hadas issue does apply, as the Rav says, the Bar Tanura in Pesach. So it's not a halacha, but it is a minhag. I was thinking maybe the idea that from Rosh Chodesh Av, Mematan, Masumatan is also Malacha. Maybe that's also related to this principle, that if there's a strong minhag on Tisha B'Av not to do Malacha because there's a concern that you'll have Hesach Hadas on the Avelus, so too, there's a minhag to be Memayit B'Masumatan from Rosh Chodesh Av during the whole 9 days, we should have a little bit less Malacha, again, for the same reason, that we're afraid that you'll be Mesiach Das from the Avelus. It could be that could explain what Tosis in Yevamos suggests, that maybe Mematim and Masumatim means a little bit less than what you normally do. A little bit less is enough to remind you not to have a Hesach Hadas. You don't have to be Mematim and Masumatim entirely, but a little bit less is enough to remind you. And I think this idea, especially the extension to the 3 weeks for the Ashkenazim, I think this is actually Meduyik and Rashi. We're going to talk in a few days in Mitzvah Hashem, we'll talk about the Isser of Kibbutz during Shavua Shechal Bo Tishba, the Isser of Kibbutz of laundering clothing during the 9 days, and especially during Shavua Shechal Bo, the week of Tishba of itself. This is a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Tainis, and the Gemara explains. We'll get to the details a little bit later. But the Mishnah on Dav Chavav Amibay says, Shabbos Shechal Tishba Lios Besocha, Osim Elasapar Melechabetz. One is not allowed to take a haircut during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av or to launder clothing. And based on the minhag of the Sfardim, as the Mechaber says, this is extended to Rosh Chodesh Av, the whole 9 days. The Sfardim will abstain from kibbutz and from tasporis. We'll discuss the details a little bit later. The Gemara in Chavtes HaMabez quotes Machlokes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes. What does this mean, Osim Elasapim Lechabis, specifically Lechabis? Rav Nachman says that the Isser is only Lechabes Vililbosh, meaning the real Isser is to do kibbutz, to wear the freshly laundered clothing. But Lechabes Ulohaniach, as he calls it, just to do kibbutz, to do laundry, that's Mutter, Rav Nachman says. Rav Sheshet disagrees. Rav Sheshet says, Afilu lechaves ulahaniach is also asa. Even to do laundry, not to wear the mechubasim, just to do the laundry itself, the ma'is kibus, that's also asa during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tishva. Why should it be asa to do laundry? Laundry is such a davar shel simcha? Is it enjoyable to do laundry? Makes you happy? Certainly in the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, it wasn't a very happy experience because it took a long time. It could take a whole day. So why is it asur even lechabes ulahaniach? Says Rashi, k'desha yilbosh lachas man, even if he's going to wear it after Tisha B'Av, lachat Tisha B'Av, asur denira k'meisiach daito she'osei b'kibus begadim. Says Rashi, it looks like you're being meisiach daito from the avelos because you're being involved in laundry. What is Rashi doing? Rashi is interpreting the isra of kibus during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av in the same way that the Bar Tanura interpreted the minig not the malacha on Tisha B'Av itself. So Rashi is extending this concept. Rashi is saying that not only should the minig not to malacha on Tisha B'Av relate to Hesach Hadas from the Avelis, but even the halacha not to do kibbutz during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av might relate to this point as well. And this is in fact what the Mishnah Berurah writes. The Mishnah Berurah, in explaining this halacha, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Siv Gimel, Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av says the Mechaber Asurim L'Safer L'Chabes Afilu Eina Rotzel L'Lov Shoata Ela L'Hanicho L'Achat Tisha B'Av. Even if you don't want to wear the Begadim L'Chabasim during Shavuot Shechal Bo, it's still also to do kibbutz. Why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chaf Aleph, D'Nira K'Mesiach Daito Meho Avelus. He quotes Rashi in the Shat scene. He doesn't say it's Rashi, but it's Rashi. He's Mesiach Das from the Avelus by being involved in kibbutz. Now, the Ramah in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph in Siv Dalet extends this halacha to the 3 weeks. He extends it back to Shavuos B'Tammuz. Says the Ramah, "V'nogin lahachmir mitchilas Rosh Chodesh l'inyan kibbutz, aval tasporas nogin lahachmir miyud zayin b'tammuz." He actually extends only tasporas back to Shavuos B'Tammuz. It's also to get a haircut during the 3 weeks, but the iser to do laundry is only during the 9 days. So why is Tasporis extended for the whole 3 weeks and kibbutz only extended for the 9 days? What's the difference between the two? So the Mishnah Berurah helps us here. The Mishnah Berurah explains, "Betchilas Rosh Chodesh v'lo kodem she'ein rov atzibur yicholin lamad bo." To say that they can't do laundry for the whole 3 weeks, that's a gzeira she'ein atzibur yicholin lamad bo. They can't do laundry for 3 weeks. They had even less clothing than we have. So people would be wearing dirty clothing for such a long time, it would be very difficult for people. They'd be so uncomfortable, they couldn't survive. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that the split in the Ramah, the fact that we push back Tasparas to Shavuos B'Tammuz, the whole 3 weeks we don't take a haircut, but only during the 9 days do we ask the kibbutz, that's because it's a function of whether the tzibur can be yochel lamabo or not. The gzeirah shatzibur yochel lamabo, Tasparas, they can be yomibo for 3 weeks, so therefore that goes for the entire 3 weeks according to the Ramah, according to the minhag of the Ashkenaz. But kibbutz, they can't survive for 3 weeks without kibbutz, so that doesn't go for the 3 weeks, it only goes for the 9 days. What emerges from this Mishnah Berurah? That basically what the Mishnah Berurah is telling you is that really the Isser of Kibbutz and Tasparas, the Isser of Kibbutz, let's focus on that. The Isser of Kibbutz should really apply for 3 weeks, not for 9 days. It should apply for the entire 3 weeks. It's just that since it's Exer Shein Atzibi Yochel Lamabo, it doesn't apply for the whole 3 weeks, it only applies for the 9 days. So what's he saying? What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? That really, Medina, or based on Minhagim, in order not to be Mesiach Das from the Avelos, it should be also to do laundry for the entire 3 week period. The concept of Hesach Hadas from the Avelos not only applies to Tisha B'Av itself, but the extension of that minhag should really apply to the entire 3 weeks, not just to Tisha B'Av, not just to the 9 days, but for the whole 3 weeks of Shavuos B'Tammuz. Because after all, if the whole Isra of Kibbutz to begin with is because of Hesach Hadas, so extending it to the 3 weeks would seem to imply that Hesach Hadas from Avelos should be a concern for the entire 3 weeks. So I think maybe that's the yesod. That is the that's the reason why there's a minhag to be memayit b'masu matan. The minhag to be memayit b'masu matan for the entire 3 weeks. That's because really the fundamental minhag not to do malacha, that's really on Tisha B'Av. The concern that maybe there'll be Hesach Hadas from the Avelos, the real concern is Tisha B'Av. But we're extending Isurim of Tisha B'Av. We're saying that there are certain activities that we abstain from on Tisha B'Av that we should abstain even from beforehand. So the Sfarda might say that for the 9 days, from Rosh Chodesh Av, one should abstain from Malacha, or one should at least minimize Malacha. Not abstain from Malacha completely, you can't abstain. You've got to make money, because if not, you can't support yourself, you can't eat. But to be Mamayid Masumata, maybe the entire 9 days, the Sfarda would say that that's appropriate. in order to prevent Hesachalas from the Avelis, that is appropriate. The Ashkenazim would say even further. The Ashkenazim would say, Mematin, Besimcha, Mematin, Mematin, Mematin applies the whole 3 weeks. So as long as it's a Gezerah Shatzi B'Yochalamabo, it should apply for the whole 3 weeks. Kibbutz, that action to abstain from doing kibbutz for the whole 3 weeks, that's too much. That's Gezerah Shatzi B'Yochalamabo. But to be Mematin, 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 why not? People can reduce a little bit. And certainly according to Tosis and Yevamas, that assumes it's not to be Mematin entirely, but it's simply to be mamayit a little bit less than what you normally do, so that you certainly can abstain in order to remember that there's an avelis that you should be keeping in mind in order to stay focused. I think that's probably the basis of this idea to be mamayit masa mata, according to the Ashkenazim for the entire 3 weeks, according to the Sephardim for the 9 days. And I think it's not such a far jump to say that the idea of mamatin besimcha, which is the sister klal, mamatin masa mata and mamatin besimcha go together, I think maybe that's also an idea. Not so much because of Avelus per se, but so that a person realizes that it's a Zman Avelus, and you're not supposed to get distracted from the Avelus. And let me prove it to you. Let me mention one other point that perhaps can be explained based on this idea. There's an old minig not to eat meat, not to drink wine during the 9 days. Maybe we'll talk about the details a little bit later. But the Shulchan Aruch actually quotes several shitos in this minig. This is in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Tes. Shulchan Aruch quotes 3 different minhagim. Sif Tes. Yesh nagin shlo lechol basar shlo shlos yayim b'shabbos zu. Some have a minig that only on Shavua Shechal b'tishbav, they don't eat basar, they don't drink wine. Some on most of throughout the 9 days from Rosh Chodesh Ad. And some on most of the entire 3 weeks from Shavuos B'Tamuz. What's the machlokas? Whether the bus of the yayin is an Isser only during Shavuot Shechalva or during the 9 days or during the 3 weeks? So the Beis Yosef seems to imply that it's a machlokas what the reason for the minig is. A machlokas Rishonim, what the reason is. That's what the Beis Yosef implies. This is on page Reish Lamed Aleph in the Beis Yosef, on page 4 in the handout. He quotes a Kolbo that suggests his own time, and then quotes from the Rosh. 2 time him as to why Basar V'Yayin should be also during this period. First, the Beis Yosef, that's in Sif Yud there in the Beis Yosef, says, Kosov HaKolbo Yeshnim Noam Me'achilas Basar Mishenichas Aleph V'Shein Simcha Ela B'Basar. Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar. The same reason why many have a minig, there's a chumra to try to be yotzei the mitzvah of simchas yom tov dafka by eating meat and drinking wine. Says the Kolbo, that's why they hold back, they abstain from drinking meat during Shavuot, Shechal, Bo, Tisha B'Av, during the 9 days, because zayin simcha l'b'basar, it's a time that you're supposed to be memayit b'simcha, so therefore, they don't eat basar, they don't drink wine. But he quotes from the Rosh, Rabbeinu Osher, because of Hashem Harav Rabbeinu Osher, the Kolbo quoted from Rabbeinu Osher, Simon Lamed Vav. That's the Rosh and Tainus in Simon Lamed Vav. Shetam ha-nimnoi mi-bosa v'yayim v'shivosa v'tamuz b'nei shebo botel ha-tomid v'gam nisach ha-yayin b'avon osenu. The Rosh says the reason why there is a minig of some people to abstain throughout the 3 weeks from bosa v'yayin, this is not our minig. We do not pass in this way. Our minig is to abstain from basar v'yayin during the 9 days, but not from Shavuot Shechavo. Even Ashkenazim, not throughout the whole weeks, not from Shavuot V'Tamuz. The minig even of Ashkenazim is not to abstain from basar v'yayin throughout the 3 weeks, but only throughout the 9 days. But the Rosh suggested a reason that maybe some abstain from basar v'yayin from Shavuot V'Tamuz because batel atomid, that's basar, and nisach ha-yayin also was batel. Since there was a churban Beis HaMikdash, we don't bring certain things on the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore, that's why they abstain from basar v'yayin. Which Rosh is he referring to? The Rosh in Siman Lamed Vav. The Rosh quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. I don't think the Rosh actually dots the I's and crosses the T's. I don't think he connects this to the minig. Not to eat basar and not to drink wine. The Rosh in Siman Lamed Vav just quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra. You got to look carefully at the Rosh. I don't see it. The Rosh quotes from the Gemara in Bava Basra that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so the Prushim didn't want to eat basar, didn't want to drink wine because it was brought on the Mizbeach. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya told them, well, just one second, if you're going to abstain from eating basar and drinking wine, meaning the Prussians didn't want to eat basar and drink wine ever. No meat, no wine whatsoever. The whole year. That's it. It's over. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said, just not so fast. You want to abstain from anything that was brought on the Mizbeach, so don't drink water either. Because there's Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach every Sukkot. So they realized, so Shostku, they were quiet. And he has, there's a whole middle segment. Maybe you should not drink, eat bread, because Menachos when is Batel or Peres, etc. But finally he said, don't drink wine. Water, excuse me. So they were quiet. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said, look, let's make a gzeira that we can be omid bo. Okay, you have to be mesabel in a way that people, that's a gzeira shatzibu yachal amid bo, but not in a way that the tzibu can't be omid bo. So that's where they instituted takonos, that a person who is sodes beso, he's sodes beso besid, mishayr davim wood, you're supposed to leave a certain part of your home unpainted as a zeichel achorban. They instituted takonos as a zeichel achorban, but they didn't say that you can't eat meat and you can't drink wine at all. He doesn't talk about not eating meat and not drinking wine during the 3 weeks, as far as I can see. He does mention at the end, chalochel basav v'shos yayin b'tisha b'av is a terrible thing. But I think the Kolbe was extrapolating from the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Rosh quotes. Since the Rosh quotes this Gemara in Bava Basra that the Prushim wanted to be nimna from basav v'yayin, so maybe we're not going to be nimna from basav v'yayin the whole year. We're not going to avoid basav v'yayin entirely. That might be exer she'en atzibi yochel avabo. But at least during the 3 weeks, some would claim that during this time maybe you should be nimna from basav v'yayin. That's probably what the Kolbe meant when he quoted the Rosh. That the Rosh quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra that the Prushim wanted to avoid basav v'yayin entirely. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya said, no, you have to make exera that the tzibur can be yochel avabo. So maybe these individuals, this minig that during the 3 weeks they abstain from basav v'yayin, was in line with the Rosh. Interesting. Apparently the Kolbe felt that his reason, l'fishein simcha l'mabas, that's not enough to say that during the 3 weeks you shouldn't eat meat, you shouldn't drink wine. That would only explain why during Shavuot Shechabo you shouldn't have basav v'yayin. But during the 3 weeks, that's not so much. Interesting. I think maybe we could explain a little bit differently. Maybe the answer could be, not along the lines of the Rosh, maybe using the Kolbo's time, but putting in the svara that we gave, maybe mematim besimcha, if we assume mematim besimcha will apply throughout the 3 weeks, as long as it's a gezera, that the tzibur is yachal amabo, maybe that was the basis of the minig of some people, that during the 3 weeks they abstain from basav v'yayin for the whole 3 week period. Why? Because they feel, what's the big deal? What, you're not going to eat meat, you're not going to drink wine for 3 weeks? Is that such a terrible thing? Maybe they felt it wasn't such a terrible thing. So the time of the Kolbe, even though the Kolbe himself does not explain this way, the Kolbe says the only way to explain the minig to abstain for 3 weeks from basav v'yayin is based on the Rosh's time. That nisbatlu karbonos, there's no karbon tamid, there's no nisachayayin, not the Kolbe's time of lefishen simchel b'basa. I think along the lines of what we're developing, the yisod of what we're developing, that mematim besimcha, really meikar adin, could be extended for 3 weeks, for the entire 3 week period from Shavuos b'tamuz, if it's a gzeira that the tzibur is yochel amudbo. So I think mematim they can be omidbo, and basav v'yayin, some claimed that there could be omidbo in that as well, and maybe that was the basis of the minig that some had, that they would hold back from having basav v'yayin. Okay. Question. Nathan, you had something before you?
Just going back to some stuff about not doing laundry.
Yeah. We're going to get to it in greater detail in the coming shiur.
Okay. That's a short question.
Okay.
So, another issue, place where we run into the problem is on Erev Shabbos. And one of the reasons offered is that concern would be drawn out, and the person won't be able to have clean clothes in time for Shabbos. But some folks can say that it's different now because we have washing machines that make it much easier. So I'm sure we'll be saying similarly now we have washing machines, it's not such as fast for the laundry.
Right. It's interesting. Many people have raised that question. For some reason, Minhag Yisrael has remained that during the 9 days we don't do laundry. even though at first glance, without washing machines, it certainly takes at least a, you know, just about a tenth of the time, or maybe even less than that. I mean, it really took them a long time to wash anything. They didn't even get as clean as our clothes get. I don't know. Is Hesach Hadas a function of time, or is it a function of the type of activity? I think someone has suggested when it comes to kibbutz that since having freshly laundered clothing is a simcha, so maybe the kibbutz itself would demonstrate a Hesach Hadas, not so much because of the time, but because you're involved in something that's going to lead you to simcha in the future in some way. So even if you're only doing the Maisa kibbutz for the purpose of wearing the clothing after Tisha B'Av, maybe that's still a tantamount to the Hesach Hadas, because it's something that you shouldn't be involved in. Someone who feels Avela should not be involved in some pa'ula that's going to get him freshly laundered clothing. You don't see from Rashi that it's a time issue. I think time does play a role, there's no question. But maybe it's also because you're generating some davar shel simcha, so maybe that's why you should abstain from that activity. Yes? Right, we're going to talk about that. That's a very important issue. We're going to talk about that. That's that might relate to something else as well. Okay, we're going to get to it. When we talk about doing laundry during 9 days, we'll have to focus on that point that you just made, Eitan. It's a good point. Yeah?
Maybe we don't need to separate the Hesach Hadas so far from Mimat and Bisimcha. That the reason that Hesach Hadas is a problem isn't because, oh, you're going to start forgetting about the Avelos, but rather it's almost like it's almost an embarrassment.
Right. Well, you're probably picking up on the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi doesn't say like the Rav. Going back to the Bar Tanura, I think the Bar Tanura says Kadesh Shlo Yasichu Daita Min Avelos. Rashi says the Nira Kamei Siach Das Min Avelos. It's more that it looks bad. It looks like you don't care.
Yeah.
It's not the Hesach Hadas itself. It's that it looks like you don't care.
No,
that's a good point.
No one would clean their clothes after Chasam Shalom losing. No one would even think I need to clean my clothes after
So you're saying it's not so much the Hesach Hadas itself from the time, it's the fact that it looks like you're doing something, so that would relate to what I told Nathan, that if you're engaged in some act that will produce simcha in the future, that's really not something that you should be doing. So that it's not the Hesach Hadas itself, but the fact that it looks like you're being Nesiach Das
Mirah.
It's not an appropriate thing to be involved in. Okay, could be. Yeah.
Couldn't the same argument be used for showering or bathing? That you say that it's not a function of time,
right. Well, showering during the 9 days, the post can connect to whether showering is also for a regular oven. So we'll have to talk about that. You're saying showering should be also because of a Hesach Hadas. That's why Rechitz is also. I think it's probably also for a more basic reason that it's a davar shel simcha and the appropriate. And midine avelus, as the Gemara Marikotin says, midine avelus, an avel is not allowed to wash himself. The psukim in Sefer Yecheskel say one of the nevuas to the Navi Yecheskel was that his wife was going to pass away, and he wasn't supposed to be knowing dine avelus, but that shows us what the dine avelus are. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was showing that that so many people are going to be killed during the time of the Churban Mishkan, no one is going to be misabel at all. It's going to be so terrible that no one is going to be misabel. So to show that, Yecheskel lost his wife, and he wasn't supposed to be misabel. And people would say, you're not being misabel? Your wife passed away, what's going on? And he'll say, this is a premonition of what's going to come, that so many people are going to be killed, no one is going to be misabel. So from that, we learn what the Dinei Avelos are supposed to be. So one of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel not to do is to wash himself. So from that, the Gemara Marikotin learns that an Avel does not wash himself. So it's not so much that there's a Hesach Hadas. Hesach Hadas is really a lower level Avelus. It's a lower level Din of Avelus. Rechitz is really also Me'ikar Adin. An Avel is not allowed to be Rochitz because that's viewed as a Davar Shel Simcha, which an Avel is supposed to abstain from doing. So the same thing could hold true. On Tisha B'Av, we abstain from Rechitz because Tisha B'Av is like Avelus of Shiva, so to speak. And apparently during the 9 days, the minute to extend Rechitz to the 9 days is some kind of extension of that avelus. We'll have to understand. Maybe we're saying that during the 9 days we're being knowing avelus of shloshim, which would include rechitza. But that's a regular din of avelus.
They do shower.
So we'll have to understand. Maybe rechitza b'zmanah says a little bit different. Maybe rechitza during shloshim is only a minig, and that's why perhaps there's a kula for us b'zmanah says. We'll talk about the details as we go on.
It doesn't imply using clean clothes, just washing.
I'm not talking about using the clean clothes. We'll have to discuss that. When we discuss laundry during Shavuot, Shachavot, Teshuvah, we'll discuss the wearing of the clean clothes. I'm talking about doing laundry, the act of doing laundry, which is like part of malacha. Right? So just like malacha might be usur, or there might be a minig to abstain from malacha on Teshuvah, as the Bartanura says, because we don't want to be mesiot das from the avelis, I'm suggesting mematim, mematim, mematim throughout the 9 days or the 3 weeks, and mematim besimcha throughout the 9 days or the 3 weeks might relate to the same idea that we don't want to be mesiach das from the avelus, or maybe we don't want to make it seem like we're being mesiach das from the avelus, and that's the source of that kind of a minik. Okay, we're not going to be able to finish all of the details here. We'll leave some for tomorrow, but maybe we'll talk about one other issue, because we actually have discussed this during the year in one of the Sunday shiurim. So we'll run through this a little quickly, but I have a couple of points I want to add to it. The halach of Tasporis. Okay, moving on to the next part of the Marmar Kalmus. Tasporis. We know that, as the Gemara says, that Shabbos Shachal, the Mishnah says, Shabbos Shachal Tishbav Lios Besocha, Asur Melasapri Melachabes. One is not allowed to take a haircut during Shabbos Shachal Tishbav. And the Svaradim have a minig that during the 9 days they don't take a haircut, and the Ashkenazim extend it back to Shabbos and Tavis. Throughout the 3 weeks, you don't take a haircut. That's the Iker minig. Why is this the case? Why throughout the 3 weeks should the Ashkenazim have this minig not to take a haircut? So we know, we've mentioned on other occasions, that the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, suggested that the 3 weeks are keneged Yud Beis Chodesh. In a regular Avelis, there are three periods. There's Shiva, there's Shloshim, and if the Karov is so close, it's parents, Aviv V'Imo, there's Yud Beis Chodesh as well. Shiva is obviously the most significant period of Avelis that the Avel has, and then if the Shiva Shloshim is a little bit less, and Yud Beis Chodesh is even less. Everything of Yud Beis Chodesh obviously applies to Shloshim. Everything of Shloshim applies to Shiva. Right? As the time goes on, you're knowing less and less Avelis. When it comes to Avelis Yishana for the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the order is reversed. I mean, clearly, there's less Avelis for 3 weeks, then for the 9 days, there's more Avelis. And for Tisha B'Av, there's even more. The Rav wanted to categorize this Avelis that we have. He says, it's not just isolated Minhagim, but rather, the Minhagim correspond to the periods of Avelis that a regular Avel has on his Karov. That the first period of Avelis we have for the 3 weeks, the first part of the 3 weeks, is like Yud Beis Chodesh, and then the 9 days is like Shloshim, claimed the Rav for the Ashkenazim. Right, for the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, who extend Shavuot Shachavot to the 9 days, and Tisha B'Av proper, of course, is Shiva. Rabbi Shechter actually quotes an interesting raya to the Rav. I don't think we quoted in the Sunday Shiur. And this is in the Shiuri Harav, in the Sefer Shiuri Harav, in the footnote in Simen Yud, on page 8. Rabbi Shechter quotes a raya to this Yisod, to this categorization of the Rav, from a Taz. This is important Taz. Is mutter to cut your nails during the 3 weeks, during the 9 days, and during Shavuot Shachalva? So this is in Simen Tavkuf Nun Aleph, in the Mishnah Berura. It's quoted in Sivkot Chaf of the Mishnah Berura. The Mishnah Berura says that regarding Matilas Tziponayim, there are deos bein achronim. Different achronim have different opinions. The Taz asks, and the Magen Avraham is matis. So according to the Magen Avraham, Matilas Tziponayim is mutter. It's no problem at all. Even during Shavuot Shachalva Tisha B'Av. The Taz disagrees. He says that it's awesome. So the Mishnah Berura quotes on the Achronim that Lechvot Shabbos, for example, if it's Shabbos Shachal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Socha, it's mutter to be notal Tziponayim. One can cut his nails Lechvot Shabbos. It would appear that, look, the whole thing is a chumra of the Taz. The Magen Avraham disagrees with the entire Issa. So even according to the Taz, it would appear that this chumra not to be notal Tziponayim, not to cut one's nails, only applies during Shavuot Shachal B'Av Tisha B'Av, not during the 9 days. It wouldn't go back to Rosh Chodesh Av. Okay, that's important to keep in mind. Normally we assume the 9 days is the extension of all the dinim of Shavuot Shachal Tisha B'Av. This is only a chumra of the Taz anyway. So probably would not extend to the 9 days. It would only apply in Shavuot Shachal B'Av. So if you want to be machmir for the Taz, fine, be machmir for the Taz, but only in Shavuot Shachal B'Av. But Lechvot Shabbos, if Tisha B'Av is Chalios B'Shabbos, so then Lechvot Shabbos one can cut the nails. So Rabbi Shechter pointed out that what's the halacha for an ovel? Is an ovel allowed to cut his nails? The halacha is that in Yud Beis Chodesh, It's mutter for an oval to cut his nails even if there's no ge'orah. We discussed that when it comes to tasparas, when it comes to getting a haircut, the shir is at she'igara bo chabera. That the oval has to be nohig this iser, he has to abstain from taking a haircut even after shiva, after shloshim, until at she'igara bo chabera, until his friends criticize him. And we said it's not so much the friends criticizing a person actively, but once the shir has arrived, that they would criticize him, they would find fault with him, so then it's already mutter to take a haircut. The halacha is that he's allowed to cut his nails, and Avil is allowed to cut his nails throughout Yud Beis Chodesh, even if there's no Ga'ara, even if the friends don't say anything to him. So it's interesting that the Taz prohibits cutting nails during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah, but not during the 3 weeks. He doesn't extend it back. He doesn't even extend it back to Rosh Chodesh Av. But during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah, the Taz feels that Netilas Tzipanai should be asa, but certainly not during the 3 weeks. So why should that be the case? It said Rabbi Shachter, it fits in beautifully, that if you hold like the Rav, that these periods of Avelis that we have for Avelis Yishana, the different Minhagim that we have correspond to the periods of Avelis for Avelis Chadasha, and the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh, so it makes sense. Netilas Tzipanai is mutter during Yud Beis Chodesh, even without Yigar Bochaveir. So that's why Netilas Tzipanai, even according to the Taz, who asks is during Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah, during the 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Av is going to be mutter. It's interesting that even the Taz will say from Rosh Chodesh Av until Shavuot Shechavot Tishavav, it's also mutter, even though that presumably should also be part of Shloshim. Okay, that's a sticking point, right? Because presumably the 9 days should all be like Shloshim, and yet the Taz, I don't find the Taz extending the Isser of Netilas Tzipanayim back to Rosh Chodesh Av. That's because the Ramon never did such a thing. The Ramon never heard of such an idea. It's the Taz's invention. So it doesn't fit in so beautifully, but it fits in a little bit. The way it fits in is that the Taz assumes that during the 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Av, there is no Isser of Netilas Tzipanayim. So that fits in Taka very nicely, that during Yud Beis Chodesh, an Avel is allowed to cut his nails, so too, during Avelis Yishana, during the 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Av, one should be allowed to cut their nails as well. This is what Rabbi Shachter suggested to buttress, to find support for what the Rav suggested. So the Rav wanted to go further and say that if we assume that the periods of Avelis or Avelis Yishana are patterned after the periods of Avelis or Avelis Chadasha, then what should come out is that the same halacha should apply. If the Isser of Tasparis for Yud Beis Chodesh is only at Sheigar Abo Chaverav, so then nowadays, since we commonly shave, we're not talking about taking haircuts, so taking haircuts you can survive for 3 weeks. But since we commonly shave after every couple of days, so the Rav suggested that maybe during the 3 weeks it should be mutter to shave after a few days, because the shear of Yigar Bochaverav has kicked in, it has set in. So then it should be mutter to shave. This is what the Rav suggested. Of course, according to the Rav's Yisod, what should emerge is that once Rosh Chodesh Av starts, once the 9 days begin, one should not be allowed to shave at all. There should be no kula at all. Because according to the Rav, if we pattern the Avelis of Avelis Yishana, the periods of Avelis Yishana after Avelis Chadasha, so once Rosh Chodesh Av has started, the 9 days have begun, so then the period of Avelis or Avelis Yishana of Shloshim has set in. So the halach of Shloshim is that Yigar Bochaver doesn't help you. Even with Ga'ar it doesn't help you. So you shouldn't be allowed to shave once the 9 days have begun. This is what the Rav suggested. The Rav, in essence, is suggesting this to try to explain why there should be a distinction between Tasparis and Kibbutz. If you think about it for a moment, the Rav's Svara helps us a lot. We mentioned before that the Ramah at the end of Siv Dalid says that we're machmir, Ashkenazim are machmir for the entire 3 weeks not to take a haircut, but for kibbutz only from Rosh Chodesh Av. So what's the difference? The Mishnah Berurah says, well, kibbutz is a gzera she'ena tzibi yochalam abo, tasparis is a gzera she'ha tzibi yochalam abo. So that's the distinction. According to the Rav, it's beautiful that if we pattern Avelis Yishana after Avelis Chadasha, so since the 3 weeks is like Yud Beis Chodesh, there's no Isser of Kibbutz for Yud Beis Chodesh. That would be really difficult. There's no Isser to do laundry after Shloshim. There might be an Isser of Tasparis with Yigar Bochaverov after Shloshim. Until Yigar Bochaverov, there still is an Isser of Tasparis, but there's no Isser of Kibbutz. So that's why the Isser of Tasparis was extended back to Shivas Vatamas for the entire 3 weeks. So the Isser of Kibbutz wasn't extended because from the 3 weeks, from Shavuot Batamas until Rosh Chodesh Av, that's connected to Yud Beis Chodesh. There is no Isser of Kibbutz during Yud Beis Chodesh. So according to the Rav, everything fits in beautifully. There are categories that fit in very beautifully. I saw that the Aruch HaShulchan has a different approach, along the lines of the Rav, but not quite in the same brisker mold. But also, the Aruch HaShulchan is trying to figure out what's the difference between Kibbutz and Tasporis. That we extend Tasporis back to Shavuos Batamas, but we don't do that for Kibbutz. What's the difference? So he says in Sif Tes Zayin, is this Aruch HaShulchan in the packet? Got it?
Six.
Okay, thank you. Yes. The Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Tes Zayin, Simetav Kuf Nun Aleph, he says, "Vada, the avagav the kibbutz ain't anu machmir in rak mirash chodesh, haval tasporis anu noagim lesser miyudzayim betamis. Why do we go back to shavas betamis for tasporis? The tasporis ain't no shchiach ke kibbutz. Tasporis is not as common as kibbutz, meaning people don't take haircuts as frequently. V'lachein betes yomim lo yehe nikir isura. In 9 days, the isur wouldn't be nikir." What does that mean, the Isser wouldn't be nicker? It would appear what the Aruch HaShulchan has in mind is that we want to enter into Tisha B'Av in some state of nevel. We want to enter into Tisha B'Av in a somewhat disgraceful disposition. So if we're not going to take a haircut or shave for 9 days, no one's going to notice. Because people don't take a haircut, they don't shave every day. So 9 days is not enough to show the nevel. But kibbutz, people didn't have so many changes of clothing during the time of the Gemara, the time of the Mishnah. So if they abstained from kibbutz for 9 days, that was sufficient in order that when he comes into Tisha B'Av, he won't have freshly laundered clothing. So the only way that Tasporis claims the Aruch HaShulchan will be nicker in Tisha B'Av, when you come into Tisha B'Av, if you abstain from Shavuos Batamas. That's why, for Tasporis, the meaning developed Tosheim from Shavuos Batamas. But Kibbutz, it's enough for 9 days. This is what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests to explain the chilah between Tasporis and Kibbutz. So, according to this Yisod, one can explain like the Rav, that since Bizman HaZeh, we shave more frequently, so if you don't shave for 9 days, that's enough to develop a growth. Everyone's going to notice that you're manuval, so there shouldn't be any problem. Just like the Aruch HaShulchan felt that the reason why we're not machmir more than 9 days for kibbutz is because 9 days is enough to have a person being manuval on Tisha B'Av. So too, bizman hazeh, one can be manuval if he doesn't shave for 9 days. So it should be enough, or maybe even for less than 9 days. Certainly, Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, one is not going to be able to take a haircut or to shave. That's Medina de Gemara. That's from the Mishnais. But the extensions to 9 days, to Rosh Chodesh Av, the extension to Shavuos Batamas, maybe there's no reason to extend because it's enough as long as you abstain for Shavuos Shachavot Tishba, 4, 5, 6 days, that should be enough to develop the nevel, the requisite nevel, that you'll look appropriate for Tisha B'Av, that you'll see the avelus of Tisha. So it's interesting what the Aruch HaShulchan is suggesting is along the lines of the Rav that there's this split between Kibbutz and Tasporis. They're both trying to explain what the split is, but they have a very different way of explaining. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's a svara that Chazal instituted these Yisurim in order that you should look manuval or you should feel manuval on Tisha B'Av. So it's a function of how much do you need to be manuval. Maybe Bizman HaZeh, Tasporis somehow is different. According to the Rav, it's not that. It's that there are brisker categories here. That Avelis Yishon is patterned after Avelis Chadosh, and the categories are the same. So just like Kibbutz is mutter during Yud Beis Chodesh for a regular Avel and Avelis Chadosh, Kibbutz is going to be mutter during Avelis Yishona before Rosh Chodesh Av. As opposed to Tasporis, since Tasporis is also Rachi Yigar Bo Chaverav, even during Avelis Chadosh of Yud Beis Chodesh, so too, during the 3 weeks before Rosh Chodesh Av, Tasporis is going to be also as well. Question.
You know, when I first saw this, I thought that maybe the Rav and him disagreed about. Remember, we said that the Rav's definition of the Shir Yigar Bo Chaverav was after a few days. Mm-hmm. Seems he's saying, but you think everything said they would agree with Zman HaZeh. That really they're not arguing about.
Yeah, from the Aruch HaShulchan, you don't get the sense that he's talking about Yigar Bo Chaverav at all, that there's this concept of Yigar Bo Chaverav. So to put it into the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it might be a little bit of a jump. I think this is a simpler way to explain. In fact, I'll tell you, the reason why I was noted to say this way, I think this Yisod of the Aruch HaShulchan is really licked in the Beis Yosef. It's really lying in the Beis Yosef. A different kol book that the Beis Yosef quotes. If we could find it, in the packet. Ah, just the previous page, page 5. The Beis Yosef quotes from a kol book. Kosav a kol book ein isa l'saper ela osa Shabbos b'vad ad hatainis v'lifnei osa Shabbos mutter. Period. The minhag hazakeinim is not to be mistaper even before Osa Shabbos, even before Shavuot Shechavot Teshuvah, meaning throughout the 3 weeks they don't take a haircut, so that they'll be nichnas liyom atainis k'shehem minuvolim. So now he says, okay, v'gorin ma'od l'misha yisaper, not yigar rebochav. He's saying we criticize a person who's mistaper. What's the Kobo saying? He's saying there's this idea that you should be nichnas into the Yom HaTainus in a state of nivul. That seems to be what the Aruch HaShulchan is referring to. So that might change Bizman HaZeh because we have a tendency of shaving a lot more. We mentioned B'Shaito in the Sunday Shir that there are two possible kulas that you could have for taking a haircut. Maybe even for taking a haircut during 9 days, not only during the 3 weeks. The first, just for kitz and nimrus, we're not going to go over the whole thing, but the Magen Avraham suggests that maybe lechvot Shabbos it might be mutter. Just like we said during Sfira, it might be mutter lechvot Shabbos, based on the Gemara in Tainus on Avchav Tes says it's also l'saper lechabes during Shavuot Shabbat Tishba, but b'chamishi mutar mibnei kvod Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Ktofkuf Na'ala Sukkot Yudale quotes from a Hagos Ashri, who says that it's mutter lechvot Shabbos only lechabes, not lesaper. It's also lesaper, even lechvot Shabbos. The Hagos Ashri says that you're not allowed to take a haircut during Shavuot Shabbat Tishba lechvot Shabbos. You're allowed to kibbutz, but not take a haircut. Why? What's the difference? It says, said the Magen Avraham, that's because they didn't always take a haircut every Shabbos anyway. So what's the big deal? It's not lechvot Shabbos. Washing clothing? They washed every week. They didn't have so many clothing. Some people only had one suit, one pair of pants. So they washed every week. So that you have to do lechvot Shabbos. But to take a haircut every week, you have to take a haircut every week? No, it's not lechvot Shabbos. Not necessary to take a haircut every week. You take a haircut every 3, 4, 5 weeks. What's the big deal? So the Chasam Sofer and Tshuva says, according to this Magen Avraham, what should come out is that Bizman HaZeh, that we take haircuts much more frequently, or specifically, the Chasam Sofer says, the Magen Avraham is probably only talking about Tasporis Harosh, taking a haircut. But Tasporis Hazakon, shaving, says the Chasam Sofer, even in his time, in Preshburg, in the Chasam Sofer's time, they were shaving much more frequently than they had done before that. He says, shaving? Shaving, Mistama, even this Hagos Ashri would say, that one is allowed to shave lechvot Shabbos during Shavuot Shechalba. It's a strange case. What's going to be lechvot Shabbos on Chamishi? What if Tisha B'Av falls out on Thursday? You're going to shave on Tisha B'Av? I don't know if we're going to go that far. If it falls out on Friday, you're going to shave on Tisha B'Av of Thursday? It never falls out on Friday anyway. Right. So lechora, the case is, let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos and it's Nidcha to Sunday. So we're going to talk about this, a whole lamdash sugya about that itself. Is the previous week considered Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av or not? Maybe we should say, if it's Nidcha to Sunday, maybe Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is Tisha B'Av, and that's it. Maybe in that year, there is no Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av. But some, it's 2 days in the Mechaber, we'll see. Some believe that the previous week will be called Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av because calendarically, it is Tisha B'Av. It is the ninth day of Avon Shabbos. So maybe that's the case that we're talking about, that lichvod Shabbos during Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av, one would be allowed to shave, not on Tisha B'Av itself, one would be allowed to shave on Thursday, lichvod Shabbos Chazon, even though Tisha B'Av is going to fall out, it does fall out on Shabbos, and you'll observe Tisha B'Av on Sunday, but lichvod Shabbos, maybe you'd be allowed to do kibbutz. So according to the Chasam Sofer, strangely enough, maybe you'd even be allowed to shave, according to the Chasam Sofer. That's what it would sound like. Seems a little bit strange. To go so far, I don't know if we would go so far, since Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av, the Yisr Tasparis and Yisr Kibbutz is actually Medina de Masnis and Medina de Gemara, so maybe that far, I don't know if we would go, because this Chasam Sofer is questionable to begin with. But from the Chasam Sofer, that's what would emerge. Shavuot Shechavot Tisha B'Av is someone who shaves every other day. To go the whole week without shaving, that really would be a pagam lechvot Shabbos. Reb Moshe Feinstein, as we know, has a different kula. Reb Moshe paskined that for those people who go to work The Makom Hafsid, they are allowed to shave before Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. Since Shavua Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av is Medina de Gemara, Rav Moshe was not willing to be Mekel then, but at least before Shavua Shechal Bo, he said that should be okay. That should be okay. Did I photocopy Rav Moshe? Yeah, maybe I left it out. Oh, no, it's here. This is in Arachayim Simon Kuf Beis, page 7. Rav Moshe says someone who goes lemeschar, lemalacha, mischar for business. He says during Sfira and during Biyamar Shaven Yudzayim Atamas Letishabav Yilo Hefsid Mamun, he feels there'll be a Hefsid Mamun if he doesn't shave, so then it's Mutter, Kilonogu B'makam Hefsid. The whole minig of the 3 weeks was never instituted B'makam Hefsid. Al B'shavoshachal B'tishabav Sha'asu Medina de Gemara, Sof Tainis Ein Lahatir. Rav Moshe says, what's Asu Medina de Gemara, you shouldn't be Matir. But what's not Asu Medina de Gemara, you can be Matir. So it comes out interesting. Rav Moshe is actually the biggest machmir. He's only machmir b'makom hefsid. So someone who's in camp, Rav Moshe would say, has no hetter to shave. Because there's no hefsid. You're not going to lose your job if you don't shave. No one in camp is shaving. So he's only make of b'makom hefsid. But on the other hand, he's willing to be makil until Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. The Rav wouldn't go so far. The Rav perhaps wouldn't say that you could shave during the 9 days before Shavuot Shechal Bo, because the Rav would say the whole 9 days, according to the Sfarim and the Ashkenazim, who extend Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, the halachas of Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av, back to the 9 days, back to Rosh Chodesh Av. So the whole, from Rosh Chodesh Av until the Tainus, the whole 9 days have a din of Shloshim. It's not clear that the Rav would say that that's mutter. Maybe the Rav would still say b'makom hefsid. Maybe it could be mekel. I don't know. Rav Moshe's svara could be applied, but strictly speaking, according to the Rav, throughout the 9 days, we should ask at that svara because that's like a din of shlosha. Rav Moshe would say that b'makom hefsid, perhaps there's a reason to be mekel, but shlosh b'makom hefsid, maybe there's no reason to be mekel. But even b'makom hefsid, he's not willing to be mekel during Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av itself. Okay, these are the different shittas of the issa tasfaras during the 3 weeks and during the 9 days. Between Rosh Chodesh Av and Shavuot Shechal Bo Tisha B'Av. But I'm suggesting maybe the Rav would take Rav Moshe's kula. He'd say, look, the Makom Hefsid, I'm willing to be Mekel, because maybe he would be Mekel for a regular Avil also during Shloshim. I'm not sure there's a nafkamina between the two of them, but certainly in Misvara, there is a big nafkamina between the two of them.